Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 38 of Camera Position, a podcast about the creative side of photography. Well, it's about time to talk about, time. It's about time to talk about time in photography and the moment of exposure or the moments of exposure. And what I've done for this episode is gathered together two different photographers whose work could not be more diametrically opposed in terms of the way they deal with time, but both of whom I think have an awful lot to say about the element of time in photography and how time works and about how the camera deals with the passage of time. And so what we'll do is take a look at the work of two photographers, Gary Winogrand and Tokehiro Sato, two photographers whose work I really admire a great deal and think is quite interesting, although really quite different from one another. First up is Gary Winogrand, a noted street photographer and photographer who came of age in the 1960s in terms of his output, and his birth date, 1928, and died in 1964, tragically. But a really important street photographer whose work really took advantage of the idea of the moment of exposure. And really what he was about was not only the moment of exposure, but the way in which that moment of exposure dealt with a sort of heightened experience of time and the way in which time frozen changed how we saw a scene. Let me give you a couple little tidbits from Winogrand's New York-accented description of what it was that he was doing. A photograph is the illusion of a literal description of how the camera saw a piece of time and space. Another Winogrand quotation is, "Photography is not about the thing photographed. It is about how that thing looks photographed." And one last one, "I photograph to see what the world looks like in photographs." So the concept here is that what Winogrand was about looking at how the camera sees and how that camera's vision is different from the human eye. The idea that the human eye cannot fractionalize time. We see things in a sense of fluid time and fluid motion, and we are not able to freeze or arrest time, much as we might want to at various points in our lives be able to sort of say, what exactly does that look like? But really that's what Winogrand thinks the camera is for, the idea of being able to take a look at how the camera perceives the world and how that perception is very different from the way the eye sees it. And again, photography is not about the thing photographed. It's about how that thing looks photographed. Winogrand was heavily influenced by Walker Evans and also by Robert Frank. And it's interesting to note that those two influences are in some ways diametrically opposed. Walker Evans, sort of the ultimate photographer of the honest moment, and the idea of very carefully standing right in front of something and plainly describing it. And then Robert Frank, a photographer whose work, embodied by the important book The Americans, really looked at a sort of editorialized kind of view of America. So here is a photographer, Winogrand, who is influenced by both telling the truth and also by the way in which truth can be modified by the moment of exposure. Again, another little snippet from Winogrand. "I like to think of photographing as a two-way act of respect. Respect for the medium by letting it do what it does best, describe, and respect for the subject by describing it as it is. A photograph must be responsible to both." And one last little sort of addendum to that, "There is nothing as mysterious as a fact clearly described." So when we look at these photographs by Winogrand, what we're looking at is this moment of time dissected, and that compression of activity and objects in the frame, oftentimes with slightly tilted horizons, with the idea that really the world isn't ever straight when we look at it. We tend to apply our own sense of equilibrium to the outside world when we make photographs of it. So There's Gary Winogrand and the idea of dissection of time and making those photographs of this tiny little snippet of time. And I think really the photograph that really does it best for me is this first one that I showed, and I'll show it here again. The idea of all of the things going on in the frame and the fact that people are all paying attention to different aspects of their own lives within that frame. And we are mere observers, but mere observers in a remarkable social drama that's going on surrounding the frame of this photograph. Now, if you could find a photographer whose work is as diametrically opposed to Gary Winogrand's dissection of the moment, it is Tokohiro Sato. And Sato is a photographer whose work I first encountered about 2 years ago or so in at the Art Institute of Chicago in an exhibition that he had there. And if you ever get a chance to see this work in person, I would strongly urge you to do so. It is remarkable in a number of ways, primarily because of the way that the images are, but also because of the way the images are displayed. And I'll get to that here in a second. Sato is a Japanese photographer, a contemporary Japanese photographer, born in 1957. These photographs are relatively recent, produced right around the turn of the century, 2000-2001. And what we're looking at in these photographs that Sato calls photo respirations, photo breathing, what we're looking at are photographs made where Sato has taken a very, very long exposure, presumably through some combination of small aperture on his large format 8x10-inch camera and perhaps some neutral density filters or something else to lengthen the exposure time. And during these long exposures has moved through the scene with either a small mirror and reflected blips of light back to the camera, find me on a desert island kind of a, you know, flashing the light back at the camera with this mirror, or he's used a small flashlight and drawn lines of light throughout the photographs. So what we're looking at is Sato literally interacting with the scene and interacting with the way in which we perceive the passage of time in the scene. So the concept here is about the idea of the passage of time and the way in which our perception of the passage of time is altered by our knowledge that what Sato's done throughout these images is inserted himself into that scene. And these photographs talk about time in so many different ways that I find it really kind of mind-boggling to even begin to think about how we perceive time in these photographs and what Sato is telling us about time and the sort of relaxed, almost lyrical nature of these pictures. Another interesting aspect here is the way in which Sato chooses to display the images. And I'm not sure whether this will be completely clear in the online presentation of the way in which these images are presented, but Sato presents them printed on a translucent material and illuminated from behind by a light that shines through the translucent material. And the idea then of light coming through the image from behind really complements the idea of the way in which he's used light to describe, again, this passage of time. In comparison to Winogrand's idea of the passage of time in photography and Winogrand's sort of exacting moment of time, and that choice of moment is really Winogrand's idea of how time's passage should be seen, whereas Sato is stringing together many moments, lots and lots of moments, over a long period of time and asking us to sort of contemplate the idea of how we perceive time in our mind's eye. One of the things that I find fascinating about both of these kinds of photographs, Winogrand's and Sato's, is that what we're looking at are pictures that really do something completely different from what the human eye does when it perceives the passage of time. And Sato's pictures are about this sort of lengthy, lingering look and the way time's passage can talk about movement and the way in which we perceive the scene based on time. And I think there's also an awful lot of other interesting things going on in these photographs with the way in which time alters the scene itself. How do we perceive the motion of water, or the way in which the light changes over a period of time? But I also look at things like these images where he's drawn with a flashlight and think about the precision that is implied in those pictures and how that precision factors into this sort of Zen-like idea of the passage of time and time's movement through the photograph and Sato's movement in the photograph. And so I find these two strategies of photography, Sato's dependence upon this lengthy period of time and his interaction and his performance really within the photograph. And Sato really becomes a sort of participant in the photograph's outcome in a sort of a different way than what Winogrand is doing. Winogrand's participating in the moment, but only insofar as how he chooses to perceive it and the moment at which he chooses to record it. Whereas Sato really becomes the photograph and becomes an active, really performance participant within the body of the work. And as I think about these kinds of photographs and think about the two different ways that Sato and Winogrand are looking at time, I certainly contemplate how that interacts with the way my photographs work and how I am contemplating time in my work. And really, for me, the passage of time is not an important part of the photograph. Neither is the moment of time. Certainly, how I've sort of seen light in the photograph and how I've positioned the camera relative to that light matters somewhat. But really, what I'm after is this idea of timelessness, that the photograph could be made at any time over the last 50 years, and also that the photograph could have been made over a period of minutes, hours, or fractions of seconds. So the idea of passage of time does not really factor into the way in which I photograph, and yet I find both Winogrand and Sato's approach to photographing and the approach to the passage of time or the arresting of time to be really fascinating. And so I would ask you to think about, what is it about time that factors into your work? Does your work depend upon the moment of exposure? Could your photographs be made over any set of moments of time, or are they really dependent upon the idea of a fractional arrested moment in time? And could it potentially be something of interest to work with an idea like Sato's, where it's the collected moments of time that become interesting in the photograph? So I hope that you've seen some interesting things here with the work of Gary Winogrand and Tokihiro Sato. I very much appreciate you being here, and I know that I have a number of new subscribers, and thank you for coming aboard. I hope that you continue to tell others about Camera Position and let them know that we're here and hopefully providing some content of interest to you. I've had a few comments from people out there wanting a little bit more on the technical side of photography, and we may be able to look at some of those ideas. I'd be interested in hearing if any of you would be interested in knowing more things about the technical side of the medium. In some ways, I obviously want to try to avoid that in this podcast, because there are so many great podcasts out there that are talking about the technical parts of photography. But on the other hand, it is a medium that requires that you have a command of the technical side of the medium in order to be able to say what you want to say. And certainly one of the things that I've always felt is that things like basic exposure and exposure placement and so forth and so on, some of those zone system concepts, which can be applied equally well to the film and the digital world, are important for photographers to know, if only so that they can tuck those ideas into their back pocket and be able to make the photographs that they want to make. So I would also appreciate anybody who is able to spend a couple of minutes and go to the iTunes store and post a comment in that iTunes store about Camera Position. iTunes positions their podcasts based on the number of comments and the number of comments and also the quality of comments that are received, and so it'd be nice to have anybody who is interested go on to the iTunes store and drop a comment in there, good or bad. Just let me know that you're out there, and or send me a note at jeff@jeffcurto.com, or visit the cameraposition.com weblog, where I post some of the images in case you're just listening to the audio portion and are not looking at the enhanced podcast content that's here. Thanks again for being here, and we look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Camera Position, a podcast about the creative side of photography.
Photocastnetwork.com, your photography resource in the podosphere. Photocastnetwork.com.